Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the Friday edition, good, the bad, and the dumb get you set for the weekend. Yes, no real NFL football. We do have the Pro Bowl and a number of other events, but we can't let you go into the weekend without the good, the bad, and the dumb. What's the good of the day?
The good of the day. There was a tabloid magazine. I think it might have been Us Weekly.
Us Weekly.
They used to have a thing, or maybe it was People Magazine. I don't know which one it was, but they used to have a thing called Stars Just Like Us.
Okay.
Right, where you would see these guys doing everyday things that we do.
Like taking out the trash.
Taking out the trash. Well, we had that moment yesterday with Wolves shooting guard Anthony Edwards.
Oh, okay.
Sits down for his post-game interview. Tells the guys, hey, hold off 1 second. I got to take care of this first. Here's what happened.
What's up, nephews? Hold on, y'all. I don't ask no questions yet. I'm trying to put an order in. McDonald's. Yes, sir.
What's on the menu tonight?
Chris, he said no questions.
Yeah, right. Tell him to lock in, man. Hold on. I got one more thing. McChickens. Oh, hold on. Wait. Customized, no ice. I like Minnesota, y'all. I love Minnesota, man. Hope y'all love me back.
So, Stars are just like us.
So, he's just ordering McDonald's.
Just ordering McDonald's on the app.
And we know he wanted chicken, but he didn't give anything else on the interview.
No, I know.
Was it some no ice?
Yeah, it was soda, no ice. Who knows? Maybe it was a Sprite. Maybe it was a Coke.
Why don't people want ice in their soda? They think because they get more soda?
I guess. I don't know.
I need ice in my soda. I never understood that.
If you don't like a whole lot of ice, you can tell them
you
can easy ice.
I need ice. I don't necessarily need you to fill my cup so I get no liquid at all. But I don't want no ice. That's just weird. I don't want no ice. I need a little bit. So, but yeah, that's awesome. Good for him.
Yeah. And he does it for himself. He doesn't have a handler taking care of him.
No.
Doing it himself.
He doesn't have a person like where he's like, hey, order me McDonald's and have it ready so I can.
Yeah.
No.
I guess he's having that sent to his room.
I guess, right?
I mean, yeah. He's got the press conference. I don't know. They're not delivering it to the arena, are they?
No. I don't know.
That'd be awesome, too.
That'd be great if they did.
Now, you imagine if he only ordered for himself and he it comes in and all his teammates are looking at him like, hey, man, let me get a fry.
Right. Yeah. I think he's like, no. Order your own. Exactly. Oh, that's awesome.
You can download the app. Come on.
Yeah. All right. So what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day. Well, I guess it's a little more serious than we thought originally.
Yes.
But the owners of Major League Baseball have requested a federal mediator.
Yeah, I felt like this was going to happen.
Yeah.
This isn't going well.
They cannot come to a deal. I mean, the last thing said by the owners was that they weren't going to make a counteroffer.
Yeah.
So now it's they've requested for a federal mediator. The union has to agree to it, and I haven't heard if they have yet or not. So, yeah, it looks like I don't know.
I'm not kidding. Spring training was scheduled to start like a week or so from now. Pitchers and catchers report. Not necessarily spring training, but like pitchers and catchers report was supposed to be, I think, the week of the 14th through the 18th. Mm-hmm. And then full squads were reporting in, and then they were going to start spring training games at the end of the month. And it doesn't look like that's happening. That's not happening at all. So we're not, those are done. We'll figure out where they're at if they can get any resolution. But
do they do just maybe they're still looking like, oh, we'll just do a shortened spring training, see if we can still get these games in on time. But
I feel like I was so naive. This I really did think
I'm 100% with you.
When people are like, nah, man, they can't. I'm like, yeah, but nobody wants to give up the cash cow.
Well, right? Not so only that, but
they couldn't get together.
There was backlash summer of 2020. Remember?
Right.
They were supposed they were going to start up in May. Then they couldn't because they couldn't reach a deal on just having a shortened season. Couldn't reach the financial terms of a shortened season. Players said, well, we're playing. You pay us the whole thing. It's like, well, you're not really playing a whole season. And
yeah, that was a major story because they couldn't see. Like, everybody else was trying to get sports back, and they were still bickering.
Yeah.
Bickering forever. Yeah.
NBA had it all figured out. It's like, well, we're just going to take everything to Orlando and keep it in a bubble. They seem to have it all figured out, and baseball's still nickel and diming over here.
Exactly.
I thought because of that, because of how, you know, time consuming that was, how, you know, it just made everyone uncomfortable. I thought for sure they'd have a deal by now. Like, oh, we don't want to go through that again.
Yeah, and I didn't think that either one had a real, like, we're not playing over this.
Right.
I thought they were like, yeah, we want this, but we're willing to talk about it, negotiate it. We're not going to give it up, but we're willing to play around with some of the numbers. I thought both sides were kind of like that. They were using the early posturing, but in the end, they're like, well, we're not really solid on this. And then it just kept getting reports of, like, they go into rooms and they don't get anything done. And then and that's it. And you go, man, they really are willing to stand on that hill for a long time. And if that's the case, we might be losing some games here. So I agree with you. Now they're going to have somebody come in and take a look at this. We'll see. We'll see where it goes. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
I don't know who to put the dumb on. So you'll have to help me out with this one, okay?
No problem.
Because Rotterdam residents, Rotterdam being a town in the Netherlands, the Dutch, they are preparing to throw eggs at Jeff Bezos' super yacht.
Oh, I saw this story. Yes.
Because Jeff Bezos, the architects of the yacht, made his yacht too big, apparently, that they're going to have to dismantle a bridge in order to get the yacht out. So, again, I don't know who to put the dumb on.
All right, there's a lot of little layers to this story. Okay, one, the Dutch in that particular case, they build the yachts.
Right?
So that's something they're very prideful on. This is what they do. They build the best yachts in the world. Bezos wants a gigantic yacht.
Yeah.
That's what he wants. So he naturally finds a company that'd be more than willing to build the yacht for him when he could have it built somewhere else. So he's given the company that is building this yacht a lot of money to build this thing. But at the same time, they now have to take a bridge apart to get the yacht out.
Yes.
Onto the open water.
A 95-year-old bridge, by the way.
Right. So at the same time, should this have been one of those cases where the company goes, oh my God, we're probably killing ourselves and we'll probably go out of business, but we can't build your yacht to the specifications of what you want. We're not going to be able to do that. Otherwise, we'd have to tear down this bridge, and we can't tear this bridge down. We don't want to do that. So thank you. I'm sure you'll find somewhere else, maybe Norway or wherever else they, United States, wherever else they build yachts. You'll have to go with somebody else.
I mean, I don't know how, like, at what point did they go, oh, shoots, guys, you got to take down that mast.
Yeah, oops.
Oh, you got to take down the whole upper deck.
I have a question, though, and I don't know anything about yacht building, so this is, don't laugh at me. Don't laugh at me.
I'm not going to laugh at you.
Okay, because does the part that they need, is it essential for the yacht to operate? Meaning, could they take the part and drop it off at another location and move the yacht to another location?
Then reassemble it there?
And then reassemble it there. Or is this something, whatever it is that they have to take, that's causing them to rebuild the bridge, is that like, well, we can't run the boat unless that's attached?
Well, I mean, it's probably where the control deck is.
Yeah, probably.
But, again, I think you could take that apart and reassemble it.
Yeah.
On the other side of this.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
I don't know. It's a $500 million yacht.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
That's another thing, just to sit there and go, man, that's how much money he has. He's like, $500 million yacht. Sure, why not?
These yachts, they're like cruise ships. On a cruise ship, they're like, they've got elevators. There's like four levels. There's a whole mess of rooms. There's a crew. Like, you need a crew of like seven or eight.
Oh, probably
just
more.
Right. Whatever it is. It's not just the people that run the boat. They're docking. They're like people, the bowsmen, whatever they do. Like, I just know that's a term. I know nothing about
yachting. I mean, you probably have a whole employee wing.
Yeah. That's just dedicated whenever Tiger Woods. There's a famous picture of Tiger Woods who took his yacht to Winged Foot. It was in the tournament was in New York, upstate New York, but he still brought his boat. His boat dwarfed the other boats. There were nice boats in the harbor. And Tiger shows up in this cruise ship. And they're like, oh, my God, that's it's for him and his entourage, and that's it. It's incredible.
Now, I've never seen a super yacht. I did see, I remember when I was living in San Diego, the wife and I stayed at a hotel down by the marina, down by port. And with the hotel, it had its own little boatyard. And there was a yacht there that was, I mean, it was easily like three stories tall, or it was three levels. I'm not going to say three stories, but there were three levels to this yacht. I mean, it was massive. And the only thing I can think of is like, yeah, but that's not a super yacht.
Right. Right.
That's
exactly.
That's just a yacht. You know, I mean, it's huge. It might have had a helicopter pad, but it's not a super. It's not like these super yachts these billionaires are building that are just.
They're, like you they're said, amazing. I mean,
you know, if you figure they have like a crew, you know, just to drive the boat. And I don't even know if that's the right term, but just to drive the boat, they probably have a crew of like 10 to 12. You know, down in the engine room, up at the control deck or whatever it's called. Those, and if you have their own wing, then there's, you know, the maid services are probably chefs that cook just for them versus the chefs that cook for Bezos. I mean, it's unfathomable.
It's crazy. I mean, Formula One goes to Monaco, and there's one ship that dwarfs the others in the yacht. Like, every time the race is there, it is one of the team owner's boat. It's his boat. And it dwarfs the other boats. And we're talking about the richest people in the world. One of the drivers said he was on, when he was young, he said, I was on one of these boats. They're so big, you have to use your phone to call people to find out where on the boat they are. Like, where are you? I'm on the third level dining room. Oh, let me go up and see you. Rather than, I don't know, walk around and find them just because you're just going to run into them. The boat is so big, you can't. You have to find out where they are.
See, I've never been on a boat that big. If I can't find the people on the boats that I've been on, that's on me.
Yeah.
Because usually it's just like, turning around.
Give me the cooler.
Exactly.
Like, if you could just, without dropping it in the water, please. Those are the kind of boats I'm usually on. Not one with like a master bedroom as big as my house.
Yeah.
I don't need this.
It's ridiculous. So, yeah. Same. So, they're going to have to. May have to tear down a bridge and
for Jeff Bezos' super yacht.
And there's going to be a lot of wasted eggs.
If I'm gonna buy a yacht though, if I'm that rich, if I'm Bezos, Elon Musk rich, buying a yacht, I'm building the biggest.
You're going crazy, right?
I'm going crazy. I'm going to make this amazing.
I mean, you don't need to go cruise ship crazy.
I don't need to go cruise ship crazy. Yeah. It's not like I'm going to be picking up magicians or comedians in Puerto Rico. To take them, you know, to entertain me for 3 days. But also, here's another question. I can't believe I'm on this yacht tangent this morning, but I can't help myself. Do you need armed security? Do you need like guns, like for pirates and stuff? Like, how do you, I'm not talking like Pirates of the Black Eye. I'm talking like I'm the captain now pirates.
Oh my God.
From that movie. Those guys with those speed boats, they got the machine guns and they race towards your yacht.
Real quick, have you seen the bridge?
No. Is it awful? Is it like, does it look like it's going to be hard to dismantle?
I mean, yeah. Just all you got to do is type in, I mean, it's for all you guys when you get to work too. Just type in Jeff Bezos super yacht. It'll be one of the first things that pop up. This bridge is one of those bridges that elevates.
Oh.
To allow bigger boats to pass through. If this yacht can't fit through this thing. That's the issue I'm starting to have.
Are we talking like Love Boat, like Gavin McLeod, Isaac the Bartender kind of boat?
I mean, it raises
high. Your cruise director?
If this is the bridge that they got to dismantle, that is going to be, first of all, it'll be a nightmare to dismantle. You better just implode it and then rebuild it. It'll probably be faster. But if if his yacht can't fit through this, I can't wait to see it.
Well, I don't know who's dumb. If I'm Bezos, I don't know if he's dumb. He's building the best yacht he can. Why not?
Yeah.
If you're Netherlands for building it, maybe it's them. Maybe, I don't know. But I agree. There's something dumb about this story. I agree. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Coming up, Jimbo Fisher got the number one recruiting class earlier this week and then says, hey, that NIL money, that has nothing to do with it. All right. We'll see. We'll talk about that next on Wake Up Call.